Characteristics of spiritual growth is that we our fault-finding tendency decreases. In 16th chapter, Krishna says, one of the characteristics of the godly is apaishunam. They are averse to fault-finding. In the Bhagavatam also it is said that everybody acts according to their nature. And therefore, the wise person neither praises nor criticizes. Because they are said, people are simply acting according to their nature. And it's all temporary. So, it's like, I don't know how it is in America, but in India sometimes we go in crowded trains and the trains may not be very clean. The train may have a mess over there. Now, if in the train there is no fan, so it's very hot. Now, if I am in the train, if I am going to be there for half an hour, 1 hour, it's not that in that time, while I am trying to catch the train, you know, I'll go and buy a fan and I'll fix a fan over there. No, I don't need to do that because I know that I'm just for a short time over there. So many of the inconveniences that we face in life, we just understand that they're temporary and they're transitional. We are going somewhere else, which is a better place. Then we don't get so worked up about it. But yeah, it's generally, this is the, often being in the present is romanticized in today's world. But you know, there is a problem if we are too caught in the present. Then sometimes the present may be really gloomy. Then at that time, it is only the understanding that this present is temporary. That's what enables us to move forward. If a patient is in terrible pain, and then the patient just be in the present. Well, the present is miserable at that time. So what helped the patient to tolerate is, this present pain is temporary. I have to move forward. The patient understands that I am being healed. I am under treatment, I am being healed, so I can tolerate. In fact, the Bhagavad Gita, what we discussed earlier, Tam Sitiksha Swabharata, tolerate. And tolerate because Agam Apayino Nityas. That whatever is happening is temporary. So, we have to live in the present in the sense that the present is what we pass through, but we don't have to live for the present. The patient is not living for the pain that they are experiencing right now. The patient is going through the pain, but the patient is living for the healthy state that is going to come in the future. And that healthy state is what enables the patient to not become too bogged down by the present pain. Okay. Yeah.